With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. An Iraqi militia leader has downplayed the U.S. strikes in Iraq, hinting at a de-escalation of tensions.
Speaking to the Associated Press, Hussein al-Musawi, a spokesperson for Harakat al-Nujaba, one of the main Iranian-backed militias in Iraq, suggested a desire to cool down tensions in the Middle East. His comments come after the U.S. struck dozens of sites in Iraq and Syria, used by Iranian-backed militias and the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. The air assault was the opening salvo of U.S. retaliation for a drone strike that killed three U.S. troops in Jordan last weekend. I'm Karen Chamas.
Also at SRNnews.com, Senator Roger Wicker says it may be time for the U.S. to deal a crippling blow to Iran's oil infrastructure.
Well, that would hit them in the pocketbook, and clearly we've been doing exactly the opposite for the entire 3 years of this Biden term. I mean, we actually billions of dollars have flowed into their pocket.
Senator Wicker is a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee and spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. New poll, meanwhile, shows that Joe Biden has a problem with both Republican and many Democrat voters.
The president's approval rating dropped to 38% in January, according to the latest Reuters-Ipsos poll. His job approval has been below 50% since August of 2021.
That is Greg Cluxton reporting. Americans for Prosperity attorney Kurt Couchman says a comprehensive Congressional Budget Act of 2024 he supports would improve federal budgeting by holding each committee involved in the appropriations process accountable.
When the budget resolution comes out, it sets the top lines for each of those committees, and that creates guardrails. And it says if you try to spend more than you're allowed to spend, then the budget committee can send it back to you and say, hey, fix this.
This is SRN News. Amazon Prime has produced a controversial cartoon, as Michael Harrington reports.
It's set in hell, makes Satan a sympathetic figure, and includes a cascade of profanity and sexual content. Amazon says it's aimed at adults, of course, but family advocates point out the kids will be attracted to it because it's animated, and it won't be hard for them to access it on their parents' account. The show, dubbed Has-Been Hotel, has actually sparked backlash on social media, with a lot of Americans vowing to cancel their Amazon memberships. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Greece's influential Orthodox Church says it will fight the center-right government's plans to legalize same-sex civil marriages. Church officials say they will present their views to congregations nationwide and to lawmakers who will be debating the proposals. A statement by the Greek Orthodox Synod says, while legislation is the job of parliament, that doesn't relieve the church of its duty to inform the faithful. This is SRN News. The South Carolina Senate has approved a gun bill.
The bill would allow anyone who can legally own a gun to carry their weapon in public. The bill would also provide free gun training that is currently needed to get a concealed weapons permit and create an ad campaign letting people know about the open carry of weapons and the classes. Supporters estimate that this could cost the state at least $4 million. The Senate altered the House bill, so that chamber will have to approve the changes before the proposal can go to the governor. John Scott reporting.
An asteroid as big as a skyscraper has passed within 1.7 million miles of Earth. It happened yesterday. NASA's Center for Near-Earth Object Studies estimates a space rock to be just about the size of the New York City Empire State Building or the Chicago Willis Tower. It won't be back our way again until the year 2032. Tomorrow, an asteroid about half that size will swing by. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.